91X News.
It's 19 degrees and cloudy. I'm Trish Allison with 91X News. Ontario's opposition parties hope to make an election issue out of rising gasoline prices, but the Liberals say they won't cut gas taxes. A study from CIBC World Markets warns that near 25% hike in gas prices since late 2010 will cost Canadians an extra $12 billion at the pumps this year. Progressive Conservative leader Tim Hudak won't make any specific promises, but says he's looking to give people a break and will consider options such as removing the HST from gasoline. Finance Minister Dwight Duncan says removing the HST or reducing the 14.7 cents a liter flat provincial tax would only make room for the oil companies to raise prices. The Ontario Provincial Police Seatbelt Campaign kicks in on Wednesday and runs until April 23rd. Last year, on OPP-patrolled roads, 89 people died in collisions where not wearing a seatbelt was a factor, and 4,200 people were injured for the same reason. So far this year, 7 people have died and 855 have been seriously injured while not wearing a seatbelt. Provincial police will also be focusing on people who are improperly using child restraints in vehicles. They say when used and installed correctly, the seats can reduce a child's risk of injury by as much as 75%. Colonel Dave Cochran is leaving his post as commander of 8 Wing CFB Trenton. He has been selected to proceed on the advanced training list and attend the Defense and Strategic Studies course at the Australian Defense College in Canberra next year. It's the Australian equivalent of Canada's National Security Program given at Toronto's Canadian Forces College. But before he leaves, Colonel Cochran has a message for those around him.
I want to thank all the base personnel and the community for their tremendous support and strong bond that they continue to grow.
This course as part of an exchange program. He will be replaced by Colonel Sean Friday, currently serving as Deputy Chief of Staff Plans at Canada Command in Ottawa. The Conservatives say the words "misinformed Parliament" do not appear in the final version of a controversial Auditor General's report. A draft report on a $15 million G8 fund seen by the Canadian press concludes the Harper government misinformed Parliament to win approval for money spent on dubious projects in a Tory riding. In it, Sheila Fraser suggests the funding approval process may have been illegal, but Tory John Baird says that's also not in the final report. Baird says the government supports releasing the report immediately, and the Tories say it's now up to the Auditor General and the Speaker of the House of Commons to do so. Animal activists think this year's seal hunt off Newfoundland will be much smaller than last year's. Humane Society International says that's because of poor ice conditions and a shrinking market. The animal welfare group only saw 4 boats heading to the floes today as it flew over the area, and says it spotted very few harp seals on the thin and scattered ice pans. That's 91X News to 403. Here's Matt Kerr with sports.
It's the NHL's version of calm before the storm. The Canucks host Chicago in their series opener Wednesday, while the Habs begin the first round in Boston on Thursday. The league has announced 4 games next season in Berlin, Stockholm, and Helsinki. It marks the 5th straight season the NHL will play regular season contests in Europe. In World Championship news, Toronto Maple Leafs captain Dion Phaneuf will suit up for Canada and the IIHF World Hockey Championships, saying it's an honor to play for one's country. Toronto goalie Optimus Rhyme and defenseman Luke Shen also plan to play for Canada at the tournament, which opens April 29th in Slovakia. All the NBA playoff berths are filled, but there's still some competition for seeding. Miami leads Boston by a game for the number 2 seed following yesterday's win over the visiting Celtics. The Heat are in Atlanta tonight as the Celtics play at Washington. The Toronto Raptors are in Milwaukee tonight in their second last game of the season. Right-hander Jesse Litch goes to the mound tonight for the Toronto Blue Jays in Seattle. It's the first of a 3-game set against the Mariners, who are just 2-7 on the season. The Jays are coming off a 3-1 loss in LA last night. Texas and Detroit are playing in today's only matinee in the majors. The Rangers beat the Tigers 2-0. Alexi Ogando got the win for the Rangers. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Trish Allison with 91x weather.
Tonight, cloudy with 30% chance of showers early this evening and a low of +3. Tomorrow, clearing early in the morning, a high of 13. Tomorrow night, increasing cloudiness near midnight, a low of 6. And on Wednesday, cloudy with a 60% chance of showers and a high of 7. It's 19 degrees. I'm Trish Allison with Matt Kerr. 91x News on the air and online at 91x.fm. News is next at 5.